Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee begins probe for Russian interference. At this hour in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is focusing on Russia's efforts to shape the news surrounding the 2016 election, as they held an open hearing also looking for any possible collusion by President Donald Trump's inner circle. During his opening statement, Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the panel, alleged that Russia tried to discredit U.S. media outlets by running a subversive influence campaign. In his opening statement, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden from the state of Oregon said that the suspicions are undermining the country.
The American people are worried about what's ahead with regard to Russia. The public now gets most of its information from leaks, from daily press stories, and apparently inaccurate tweets from the president. This feeds distrust and causes Americans to question the legitimacy of our government.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has reiterated his claim that his country had not attempted to interfere in the election during an Arctic forum in Russia on Thursday. Ahead of the closely watched public hearings, the committee's Republican chairman pledged an exhaustive and impartial probe. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Thursday in Ankara with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu as allies examined their next steps in the campaign to defeat Islamic State.
Today's conversations built on three mutual long-term goals: working together to defeat Daesh, ISIS, building stability in the region, and bolstering economic ties between our two nations.
Turkey has been a NATO ally since 1952. This is VOA News.